When you're 5, you have so much more imagination than when you're 37. You're much, you do? You're much smarter than we are. Much, much smarter. So that's why we wanted to ask you some questions. And we will make a deal.
Yeah.
There is no wrong
or
no right answer. Every answer
is okay.
Is okay.
Okay.
Yeah?
I'm Lotte.
And I'm Amber.
And we have a theater company, it's called Compagnie Barbarie. We are from Belgium, based in Brussels and Antwerp, and we exist for 10 years. We make performances for adults as well as for children. And we are invited here in the Acitech with an
interactive performance with children.
Did you all hear it singing?
Yes.
What was it singing?
Wow, you listened very well. Yeah, I heard that too.
And it was kind of a study we did before making a show for 4-year-olds about the things we are afraid of. And we wanted to test with the kids how their imagination worked with objects or things that are very strange. So it became a philosophical conversation with the kids about square eggs and ironed sandwiches. And this figure who's visited us and we don't know who he is. And then afterwards, with the information we got from the kids, we made a play called Wabilderman, that's still touring in Europe.
But it's not on this
another example of something that looks really, really terrible, but tastes really good.
If you smell something and it's so yucky,
yeah.
And then when you taste it, it's so nice.
Yes, that you also have. Can you give me an example of something that smells so
yucky? Is a monster something that's nice or something that's bad?
Bad.
Do you think it's bad?
Do you think all monsters are bad?
No. Some monsters are good.
Really?
Yeah?
Do you know a good monster?
I'm Hilly, and a great art teacher at Paris. It was absolutely incredible. The line of questioning really was higher order thinking, which is amazing. And I think the children were exceptionally engaged in any direction. I mean, from the time they got here, right through, not one child was bored.
Yesterday we had 8-year-olds, and today we had 5-year-olds. That's a big difference, I think, in both ways. The imaginations of the 5-year-olds, it's really still going everywhere. It's going wild. They say the strangest things, and that's so nice. And of course, to have a conversation, it's sometimes more easier with an 8-year-old than a 5-year-old. So it's different. It's completely different. But I don't think there's a difference because we did it a lot in Belgium, the thing, and there's not a big difference, I think, in the children.
No,
I think it's the same.
Because we did it as well in Belgium as here. You can feel that we always have so different schools and a different audience. Background and language, but it shows that the imagination of kids is just, you have kids who are more rational than the others, but it's all about your imagination, and it doesn't matter where you're from or no. That's what we found yesterday very
appealing,
or funny, or to see that we're in Cape Town. It's like the other side of the world, but children are children. Doesn't really change.
I have another question. Who was afraid in the beginning?
Yeah, I was too.
Yeah, you were too.
I was.
And are you still afraid of Pompidou?
No.
How come we're not afraid anymore?
Because he's not.
Wait, put your hand up if you want to say something, yes?
Because he's a human being also.
He's also a human being?
Because the cookies are yummy.
Because he gave us cookies.
Yes. And you?
Because he was nice.
He was nice? And how did we find out he was nice?
Because he gave us all the stuff, yes.
But because we visited him,
yes.
We visited his house and we found out that he cooks with an iron and he eats doggy food and he gives presents to us.
And he hangs up strange things on the laundry line.
But when the first time you see something, it's strange. But if you see it a lot, is it still strange?
No.
Who would like to have a Pompidou in his classroom? Yeah.
Could Pompidou be your friend?
Yes.
And the children that were fearing Pompa Dompi at the beginning, at the end, were quite happy with the experience of him or her,
yeah.
And she engaged at the end. So for me, that was really wonderful. So there's a whole thing about looking at something initially as it could be fearful, and then exposing that to the child and saying it's okay to feel it, but sometimes later on you don't fear it anymore.
Yeah.
So I think it's really good life skills lessons that this team from Belgium have taught the kids.
Yeah.
Typical for a human to be afraid of what he doesn't know. I think we sometimes in our society look down, or we that we think it's not right to be afraid, but I think we're all afraid of things we don't know. So it's a question of trying to get to know stuff. If you feel you're afraid of something, why is that so? And that's because you see it with the children, and you see it with yourselves, and you see it with everyone. What we don't know, our first reaction is fear, and that's something that we want to make a play about. And
yeah, and what I learned is that we all adults all put words in the mouth of children,
yeah.
Mm.
And that's the most difficult challenge of this
thing.
We try not to do it, mm-hmm. but we do it all the time. In every sentence, we kind of give an answer already of kind of manipulate the kids in because when she says, "I think it's a boy," definitely half of the children will start thinking, yeah, it might be a boy. We do that all the time, and that's very interesting to discover it and to try not to do that.
Yeah.
That's very, very challenging.
Before we did this, we had this conversation with a philosopher, and she said, you can only ask questions without having the answer in the question.
Yeah.
And when you start listening to yourself, you do it all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah.
You give the answer in the question.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's...
And when you're a real philosopher,
you don't.
We are theater makers, but when you're a real, a trained philosopher, you don't do that anymore. But it's hard.
You keep it open.
Yeah, yeah, you keep it open.
You don't expect a certain answer.
Yeah, and they're so much richer in their brain than we are.
What a privilege. It's just absolutely awesome.
Bye.